meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest, Unwritten Law. Scott and Pat are both here from the band. Drew?
Hey, we're here, Adam. We're just listening to those lovely tones you're putting out.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Thank you. It's going well. I'm in San Diego tonight. I'm at 91X.
Oh, great. Aren't those new studios nice?
Yeah, the new ones.
Incredible, man.
Very, very lovely. You should all be jealous.
You sound very, very excited.
Yeah, you sound super stereo.
I don't know if it's something with the mix or what, but I'm sure we'll work it out.
So and, Pat and Scott from Unwritten Law here.
That's right.
And
good
I was
to
just
talk
thinking,
to you guys.
Was last time you up here, was that just after Steve blew up his refrigerator?
Before.
Just before that. Remember we heard about that, Adam?
When they were out in July, were they not? Or that's what Lauren tells me.
Yeah.
Just like 6-8 months ago?
Yeah.
Good research, fellas.
Thank you.
No, and, but
we're here in your hometown, by the way, or at least I'm here in your hometown of San Diego. That's more research, right?
Yeah, you are. Digging deep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice city. I've been enjoying it so far.
It's beautiful. You guys didn't all grow up in San Diego, did you?
No.
No. I grew up in San Diego. PK grew up in Hollywood.
That's what I thought.
I went to San Diego, dropped out of school, though.
San Diego State, or?
Yeah. Standard at that school.
Right, yeah. That's same as graduating there.
It's not easy to drop out of San Diego State. I mean, it's going to take a lot for them to kick you out of that school, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's just cake. I was on probation for like 5 years. So it's all good.
Well, now look at you. You're a big, fat rock star, and you can laugh at all those professors.
Yeah, I'm still laughing straight to Jack in the Box, right?
But you'd be like Adam and tell them all to kiss your ass. That's his big move.
Maybe.
No way.
No?
Adam. I like Adam.
I like your show, too, because I want to go
kiss
on
my ass, you idiots.
Maybe.
All right, Adam, you're right. You suck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
From Music in High Places is the name of the new CD, which just came out last week. And more research tells me that you guys recorded this at Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
Where do you record it at Yellowstone?
In the hills, mountains, Indians, stuff like they put little microphones on you and whatever, and you just press record, play a song, and there it is.
Just out in the mountain somewhere?
Yeah. Well, they had a different site for every single song, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really? Do they ever do records outside of the studio this way? I mean, I know they do them in castles and stuff where they set up studios, but not outside.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin did it in castles, and we did it in the woods. It's weird. It's kind of weird, but check it out. This is how it goes.
Yeah, Robin, real G Hood.
Yeah, for real. So what they do is like actually this is a new it's like a new setup. It's almost like the new MTV Unplugged, except they take you to places to record the songs and stuff. So
do they film it while you're doing it?
Yeah. So it was actually a movie special or like a MTV special first, and then I talked the producer into releasing a record. And that's how that whole thing went down, actually.
But they did. Dog.
They've done this with a bunch of bands, right?
Yeah, we were the 31st show, actually, and we're the first band to have the record released as a CD.
So you guys did how many songs on this CD?
11.
Yeah.
11. And acoustically, is there any big problems? I mean, does it sound the same as the studio? Or
obviously not. You know, it's acoustic, and we're a distorted band, so it's like the songs are written acoustically, so replaying them acoustically wasn't such a bad thing. It wasn't such a hard task to follow. It was, like, really cool. And, you know, it actually shows the songwriting in its purest form. It doesn't show it, like, you know, as doctored up as far as the studio goes with distortion and production and so forth.
It says, basically, we can play live.
Right.
Yeah.
And outdoors. So maybe we should hear one of these songs.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Drew?
Sounds good to me. Anderson, you ready?
Are we ready?
I'm still checking it out, but hold on.
He's still reviewing stuff.
Yeah,
he's I want to hear more. Remember the story about, though, Steve, and the bombs outside of the house that he put in the refrigerator, and the security guy came up to check him out, and it blew up his hands. That is just an amazing story.
That's what I'm saying. But at least it got us in the Rolling Stones, so.
Is that where that goes?
Whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying?
It said Rock Band, not even our name, though.
Yeah. It said Rock Band Blows Up. And check
it out. Tell the story again.
The story is that Steve, our guitarist, had a crazy neighbor. He lives in an apartment complex. And his neighbor threw up an ice bomb up to the second floor. He didn't know what it was, so he put it in his freezer.
Smart.
Two hours later, the guy realized the bomb didn't go off, so he put another one on his doorstep. That one went off. Steve called the cops. Cops came. They didn't believe him, so Steve pulled out the second bomb from his fridge. The bomb went off in the cop's hand, in the security guard's hand, and it blew up the cop and the security guard. And there you go. We're in a Rolling Stone.
Was it a dry ice bomb?
Yes, it was.
Imagine a real game of hot potato.
Yeah.
For reals.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Drew, have you ever seen one of those dry ice bombs?
No.
Somebody let one of those off at the Man Show once. You just take, and I think this is right.
It's dry ice, water, and a plastic bottle. And when the compression gets too hard,
explodes.
And so there you go.
Hey, Adam.
It's really loud, though. It sounds like an M80.
Well, it's a real... No, I'm not sure. I wasn't there, but it's a real bomb. It messed these people up for real, so... It messed up the cop and the security guard and blew out Steve's eardrums and blew his girlfriend back in the wall. It was really gnarly, so yeah.
Huge.
But is there legal action? I mean, did he take his neighbor to court?
Yeah, the guy got charged with, 12 federal offenses, especially because a police officer and a security guard were involved. You know?
Now is not the time to set off bombs.
Yeah, for real. Check it out.
Jesus. All right, Anderson, are we ready to go here?
Set to pop.
All right.
Here we are.
What are we going to play?
What do you want to play?
You guys pick it.
You pick it.
Rest of My Life. Let's play the song.
Rest of My Life. Here it comes.
Am I the only one that feels alone? All is home emotion. So, but I'm trying, and I'm still dying, and I'll say you won't leave for the rest of my life's the only thing that deals the pain, the pouring rain now, rain and hate, and I don't want to do no wrong, my God, it's been so long, please comfort me before I go insane.
That sounded really good.
You like that?
Rest of My Life.
Yeah.
Amazing. Adam, could you have...
Yes.
I mean, just imagine somebody did something like that in, the late 70s. What would that have sounded like? I mean, imagine that.
It would have sounded really high on cocaine.
It would have sounded like somebody with a dictaphone. You know?
Did you say dick?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can.
He just said dictaphone.
What's a dictaphone, actually?
Yeah, like a tape recorder, like a handheld tape recorder.
Okay.
Well, I guess it sounds good then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those note to self things.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, that sounded great. And by the way, Carson Daly says hi. I was just
see the studio
on this MTV thing. No, I was just we're out here doing an
MTV
thing.
Saying hi to me or the band?
Saying hi to the band. He doesn't care. You.
That's what I'm saying.
Cool. What do you say hi to Drew? What's up, Drew?
Yeah. And Jen from 91X says hi too to the band. By the way,
hugs and kisses. Check it out.
All right, should we go to the phones, Drew, and get started?
Here we go. It's Amy 14. Amy Anderson. Okay. Let's go to Sarah, who's
Boo. Drew, is that you belching?
18,
no,
of course.
It wasn't me. It's Dr. Drew.
Sarah? Come on, man. This is good times, guys. Sarah?
Hello.
There we go. Hi, Sarah. What's going on? Sarah?
Speak. You can do it. Yes, you can.
Hey, Adam.
Hmm.
You having fun down there?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Sarah.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes? No, forget it. I'm getting like you. Here's Ksenia. Ksenia? What is going on here, Anderson? Ksenia?
Let's hear another unwritten law.
Let's get it. I absolutely think we ought to. This is Sue, 17. Sue?
They really love us.
They're from San Diego.
Yeah.
Sue, are you there? Check 1, 2, is this thing on?
Drew, there's obviously
Michelle,
some problems.
17?
Drew. It's my...
Yeah, there's obviously a major problem. So,
all right, let's talk about other things.
Yeah.
All right.
No doubt.
Let's talk about us.
Drew and I can do the dreidel song if we really get pressed.
Oh. Please. Hold on. What happened?
Right. Made a little dreidel.
I had a little
dreidel. I made it out of clay.
And when it's dry and ready, dreidel, I will play.
Oh, join in, dreidel, band. Dreidel.
I made it out of clay. You know what's funny? Sitting right next to me is John, my engineer.
Yeah.
He's a seasoned man. John, I'd say you're a man in your 60s. In his 60s, probably been around a lot of radio. And is wondering what is going on at this point, what his beloved business has turned into. This is very sad. You come from a golden age of radio where guys named Wink were completely professional and didn't sit here and sing in the dreidel song with a stone band and a bad board, right?
We're not stoned.
Do you mean Wink stoned. Martindale?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Wink is one of the guys.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
what he was telling us. The pyramid, right?
All right, let's try this. Michelle.
Hey.
Hey, Michelle. What's going on?
Yeah, finally.
Okay. First off, I want to say, Adam, you can have me when I'm 18.
Ooh,
thank you. There's that list now. There's that list compiling.
And Unwritten Law, I love you guys. You rock.
We love you, too.
We rock.
And I got a question for Unwritten Law really quick before my real question. You know your album, Elva? How'd you get the two rally tracks?
We got it from Miguel from Sublime. We did this with the first Sublime Records. Gave us the actual whole 45-minute session of the tape that was stolen from the Insane Asylum in Long Beach. We just want to pay respect back to Bradley and stuff because we're huge Sublime fans. And so we put it back on as Raleigh Soliloquy parts 4 and 5 as payback to Robin the Hood, part 1, 2, and 3. And that's how it came down.
Yeah, because it has Robin the Hood CD, and then I listened to Elva, and I realized that the two tracks were, like, continued from the other one, and I was like, wow, it's awesome that you guys like Sublime, and both of you are my favorite groups.
All three of us like Sublime. That's great.
Anything else, Michelle?
What?
That's it, Michelle?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I got a real question.
All right.
Okay, my real question is, lately I've been getting wet a lot.
Yay.
Panty liners. That's the key. Panty liners.
No.
But like,
good.
Panty liners.
It just happens, like, and I'm wondering, like, am I horny all the time? Or
maybe.
Do you have arousal with that?
Like, yeah, kind of.
Or are you just having a discharge?
It's a little bit arousal. You know, like, I think it started when I started, like, messing around with guys and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like for the past 2 months, it's been like that. I just, like, I don't know, I feel like I'm getting wet all the time. And I'm just like, what's going on, you know?
It's unwritten law.
You say it's like a bad thing, really.
But like, am I too horny or something?
No, you're fine.
Well, what are you thinking about?
You.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
17 and a half.
You know what I'm thinking about right now?
Adam, you're stuck.
You're thinking about sleeping, right? Adam?
No. I'm thinking about me, too, but yeah. through Michelle.
I see. Through the eyes of Michelle.
Moist.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Michelle, right, it's
so
normal.
Drew, is this a common thing?
No,
it's
yes.
No problem.
Very common. A little worse before your period. Sometimes it could be even a discharge. Sometimes that's normal. Sounds okay. Sarah, 18.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. I have a problem with my boyfriend. It's like he can't stay hard when there's penetration, but like when it's like oral, like sex, he's like all good, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, how do I like ask him, like, what's the problem?
Hmm. And can he have sex at all?
Well, he claims to be able to, but, you
know. He gets hard before penetration?
Not with me. Yeah, he's definitely, you know, I can arouse him, and he'll be like, you know, he'll be there.
Sarah.
Then when it comes down to it, yeah?
He gets hard and is able to penetrate and then get soft, or he can't even have penetration? He gets soft.
Maybe like a minute. Maybe like
during the act. Is he on any Sarah, on medication?
No.
Okay. Any other medical problems with him?
No.
How old is he?
22.
Is he? Do you mention? Does he discuss this with you? Does he say, "Hey,
well,
Ibs"?
I don't know how to bring it up.
Well, it's what? What's not to bring up?
He's there with his penis
soft,
flopping in the wind. Yeah.
Just say, "Hey, what can I do? Is there anything going on? What's the matter? What's up?" Just be real. Just.
Well, wouldn't that bruise his ego?
It's not like he doesn't know what's happening. Okay. Does he ejaculate real fast and then it happens?
No. It just goes soft like nothing ever happens.
You're fat. Well, that's
true.
That's an anxiety symptom usually. When guys get nervous and freaked out, that's what happens.
But usually it doesn't
happen when they're off and running. I mean, once they get it going.
No, it does. It can. Absolutely.
Just not usually.
Is there something I could do, or like, because he's hot, you know, he's had girls come at him before. It's not like he's a virgin or anything.
Yeah, so just encourage him to talk about it a little bit. He's got some sort of anxiety problem. These kinds of guys sometimes, believe it or not, get over this stuff with fetishes. You may find he sort of somewhere you're going to unlock a fetish here, and magically things are going
to
work.
You might have to stomp on his balls with high heels.
Yeah, crush insects or something.
Maybe.
Well, what is up with Sarah? Ooh wee.
Something was screwy about her.
Do you want to dig?
I don't want to dig into nothing.
I am kind of curious if he satisfies her. Does he give her oral sex?
Sarah?
Yes?
Does he perform oral sex on you?
No, I don't like that.
Oh, of course not.
Why not?
I don't know. It's never been a thing for me.
Do you have orgasms?
Yes.
With intercourse?
Not with him. Yes.
Well, because you don't have intercourse with him.
You have him on your own.
No,
something happened to you? Something weird happened to you?
Pardon?
It is something. Why don't you like oral sex?
I don't know. I just don't like. I think it's kind of gross.
You know, multi-orgasmic women. She's probably you have multiple orgasms, right, Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah, the multi-orgasmic women usually don't like oral sex. Adam.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never ever.
I know you've never.
Every woman I've ever been with loves oral sex.
There you go. Do your own math. This is Brittany, who's 14.
Hi.
Hey, Brittany.
My dad owns a porn site.
A porn site?
Yeah. And I was wondering if this is going to affect me in the future.
How is it that you know about it?
My dad, he went to Vegas, a couple weeks ago with my friend Connie. She's about, 29, and she owns one, too. And
Wait. Your friend Connie?
Yeah, she's my friend.
You're 14. You're 14.
Yeah.
Well, where'd you meet Connie?
I was a cheerleader for Napa Saints, and her son was my dad's a coach for a football team, so her son played for my dad.
Is it a high school football team?
No, it's like baseball,
like junior All American.
It's Pop Warner.
Pop Warner. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you know what the deal
wait
is?
Wait a second.
Wait, the NFL runs all these Pop Warner groups now. I wonder if they have any feelings about this.
Well, who cares, Drew? I don't want to get into that. I want to know what her dad is doing with Connie.
Yeah.
She's actually more your dad's friend than yours.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
And is your dad married to your mom?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, boy.
And your mom's okay with him going to Vegas with someone named Connie to check into conventions about starting computer porn sites?
Actually, since, my mom wants to make money, since, you know, porn sites are getting really big now, and, Connie's, really rich now, so, you know, my mom wants to make money.
This is bizarre.
Letting the husband go to Vegas with anyone named Connie. Even if it's Connie Coletta, the famous drag racer, who's a male, by the way, it would still make me nervous.
Brittany, what's the name of it, just for comedy's sake, what's the name of his website?
AskForLess.com.
Oh, Adam, that's he ripped off your
ass for less.
There's no such site. I just went on there. There's no such site.
No such site. Interesting.
We sound like Best Buy, but different.
Yeah. All right. So the point is this going to have adverse effects on her?
I think the main thing is just having that for a dad. You know what I'm saying? The football coach.
Yeah, you got a jackass for a dad.
Yeah. If she had been exposed to tons of sexual material as a younger person, you know, much younger, it might have affected her, but not at this age. She should be all right. The bigger issue is having an a-hole for a dad. Amanda's 20.
Hello?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I always listen to you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
My boyfriend never wants to have sex, ever. And it was always under a minute.
What?
Okay. He never wants to have sex.
Yeah.
And when he does, it's always under a minute.
That's probably why he doesn't want to do it.
You think?
He's embarrassed and
do you freak out?
Humiliated.
We've been going out for over a year.
Do you get angry with him and, you know, sort
of? No, I barely bring it up because if I bring it up, it's like, oh, then you really, you know, it makes it all weird or whatever.
What is with this guy?
How often do you do it?
Like once a month. And I'm young. I'm only 20. I need, like, more than that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
weird. How old's he?
28.
Is he on medication?
No. Well, I think he takes, like, Xanax sometimes.
Well, Xanax,
that's the problem.
Yeah, Xanax is not specifically going to affect the Johnson, but it can if he's addicted to it. And if he's addicted to Xanax, he's probably also taking something like Vicodin or Norco.
I don't think he has a problem, though. He just never wants to.
The other thing is, if he's taking Xanax, maybe he has an anxiety disorder. Maybe that's what's making him, you know, not perform well.
I don't know. So there's nothing. I try to turn him on all the time. It doesn't work.
What do you do?
Like, this one time I got, like, a hotel and tried to be all sexy and lingerie, and he just laughed or, like, you know, like, just be romantic or whatever.
He's gay.
Gay.
He's not gay.
It's like, it's like dying in your sleep. You're not feeling it.
Maybe he, that's heavy, man.
Yeah, they're cracking their own ass up.
We could all be gay.
I have no clue what it is.
I
listen to the. I thought all guys think about is sex.
Yeah,
right?
I don't. It's hard to understand this, but.
Well, maybe he's done with the relationship. Maybe he's.
No, that guy's. Are you kidding? Think about our callers, Adam. That's when they start doubling down.
I know, but sometimes when they're trying to sort of send a message to someone they're with that they're getting ready to pack it up and head out of the relationship.
How many months? Check this out. How many months have you been dating him?
Like a year and a half.
How many months has it been once a month?
I guess I'd say like after 5 months, maybe.
So, Anna, for 11 months, it's been once a month.
Okay, it slowly weaned off to once a month after that. Like once a week and then skipping around once every other week.
Listen, you just like tell him what you want and then meet somewhere in the middle.
All right.
Just don't be scared. And if he can't do it, then maybe you got to end the relationship.
Well, you got to really talk to him about this in a very straightforward and compassionate way, empathic way. You got to look, say, there's a mismatch here. This is not working. Is there something we can do? Are you anxious? Is there something about the relationship? Are there things you need that I'm not? But you got to really hash it out. And
All those tricks you read in your crappy women's magazines don't do anything. Trail of rose petals to the bathtub.
What if he's cheating? What if he's cheating and feels bad about cheating?
Because those guys do more. They double down. They don't want you to be thinking that they might be cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of, but not ish. Like, really, you know? Like, explain yourself.
A guy's cheating will go, gee, I don't want her to think that I can't perform because I'm sort of burned out with cheating. I'm going to go twice as much. We're going to go more now so she doesn't think that I might be cheating. See, that's what guys do.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
But you both make valid points. But normally when our callers or the young people listen to this show cheat, they just screw everybody just as much as they always did.
Exactly.
And the whole reason they're cheating is because they're super horny.
All right, there you go.
So should we take a little break?
Let's do.
All right, Unwritten Laws in the studio. I am out here at 91X in San Diego with some Super Bowl festivities. And we'll be right back after this.
Our guest, Scott Russo, and Pat Kim are here. Well, most of us are here. Adam went to go pee and got lost. You know what? At the new 901X studio, it's a long hall, and every studio looks exactly the same. I mean, it's very easy to get lost on the way to the bathroom. He may be gone for half an hour.
Oh, he
brought a mic with him? I didn't know.
It's making me want to go again.
It's actually kind of funny. Here's a question for the band. Mike 17.
Yo, I just want to ask the band a question. How was your fame in your the music business and stuff influence the times you get laid a week?
Kitty, I got a girlfriend, so I don't know about the laid part, but about, what was the first part real quick?
How was your fame, or like your success?
Fame, I'm still eating Jack in the Box, so I don't know what to tell you about that yet, for real.
The amount of women you guys are attracted to you, has it gone up?
There's a lot more girls for sure, but like I said, you know, everyone's on their own little kick on the.
Are you guys touring a lot?
We've been touring since October straight, and we're done now, so it's like...
Did you all in the United States, or you go to Europe, or...?
We did Europe, we did Australia, U.S.
Yeah.
Did you ever expect to travel that much? I mean, is that amazing?
It's amazing, definitely, yeah. For sure.
I expected to go to, Asia and stuff, actually.
I want to go to my peeps.
Is there going to be an Asian tour?
I'm back, by the way.
Did you get lost?
No, I went out into the lobby looking for the bathroom and the door locked behind me. And
that happens.
But what I was saying is those long halls are, there's, 400 studios, one after the other. They all look exactly the same, right?
Hold on to your tokens, Adam.
It's like the maze in The Shining.
Good times.
But Drew's never seen The Shining, everybody. So
you
haven't?
I'm gonna see The Shining, and I'm gonna see Raging Bull. I've made a commitment to myself.
Oh, you have
seen
Raging
Bull. That and The Goonies, and that's it.
I've seen Goonies.
Okay, cool.
And we had we have up here last week.
Did we?
From Goonies.
We did.
Feldman.
We had Corey Feldman on here.
Oh, fantastic. Surreal World.
Great with names.
That shit's hilarious. That homeboy is crying.
Why is that?
Why?
I don't know. I saw the preview for next week, and I was like, Corey Feldman's crying. Oh, my God. TV.
Oh, my God. Boo.
Unacceptable.
Here we go. Let's go on. Taylor's 21. Taylor.
Hi.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
What's up?
I just want to say, Dr. G, you're, amazing.
Thank you,
Taylor. I want to be you when I grow up.
God bless you.
Yeah, I want to be a doctor, and I want to be just like you.
Thank you.
And Unwritten Law, you're amazing, too.
I actually
saw you at one point in San Diego.
Respect.
So, my question is not really a question, but I'm kind of worried just because I've been dating this guy for almost 2.5 years, and I was raped by someone who I didn't really know very well, but I knew last Friday, and I told him on Saturday, and he doesn't seem to care. He doesn't seem to be calling me ever or inviting me to go out with him or, just wanting to spend time with me at all.
You need to call the cops because check this out. This can't happen again. This guy can't do this again because I have a daughter, and this is unacceptable on all levels. Check this out.
I went to the police. I did the whole report and dealing with the detectives and doing all that stuff.
Who was this guy?
I met him at a party, and he knew some of my friend's friends.
And did he drug you or anything, or just kind of force himself on?
No, it was my best friend's 21st birthday, so. Yeah.
It's relevant. He's a predator. Handle it. Huh? Well, he's a predator.
What happened? Where was your boyfriend?
He wasn't out with me. We don't go out to parties together because we get in fights because we get jealous of each other.
Okay, so I wonder if he somehow is holding you responsible for this. He believes that maybe this wasn't a rape or that, you know what I mean? Guys can be pretty weird about this kind of thing.
His first reaction when I told him was, why didn't you stop him?
There you go. So this
guys can be psychological
fault.
About it. Yeah. Also, these guys are predators.
But I don't know, what should I do about, should I just try? I'll find someone who actually cares, or it just hurts that I'm doing this alone without him.
F word.
Hold on, was that the F word again?
Sure, sure was.
Is that me?
No, I said hell no.
No, it was Taylor said the F word.
Who's Taylor?
The caller.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
Wasn't me.
College got to me.
Yeah, Taylor, were you a victim at other times in your life?
Well, actually, this happened to me once before in high school.
You were raped.
Yeah.
And were you sexually abused growing up or physically
No,
abused?
I actually have the greatest family life. Me and my parents, the second they found out, they flew down here. We were best friends.
All right. So it's kind of weird, but nothing that would have set you up for victimization, huh?
She's got bad rape luck, Drew.
Yeah. I just have bad guy luck.
Well, you seem awfully calm about it, too.
I'm a repressor.
So you are, it's affected. You're having post-traumatic stress symptoms, your mood's off, sleeping badly, that kind
of thing? I haven't been sleeping very well, and I've actually talked to a counselor a few times.
Okay, all right. I mean, you did all the right things. I mean, you didn't act like a victim. You went out and, you know, took care of this guy, made a police report, and all this kind of thing. Did you take the morning after pill?
Yeah, I took the morning after pill. I'm requesting an HIV test.
Perfect. All right.
I'm doing all this stuff because I refuse to let myself be a victim in this situation.
All right.
Well, a couple of questions.
Yeah.
So you're at this party, and this guy was one of the guys who was at the party?
Yeah, like, he was a friend of a friend, and he was, like, talking to me, and, like, I don't know, like, a whole bunch of us went back to my house, because the party was right across the street from where I live, and we all went back to my house, and we all watched a movie for a little while, and I pretty much passed out, so.
Okay. So you went and filed charges against this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, yeah,
that's good.
All right, so the question was about the boyfriend.
As your boyfriend goes, I don't think any of us are big fans of him.
Right. The fact that he didn't empathize with you, didn't come to your aid at a time of real need, and was more concerned about his own feelings and was consumed with jealousies. This guy's may not be a good guy. I know you've been with him since you're 19, but
I know we've been together since like high school. So
why not waste a few more years with him? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you said you can't go out with the guy because you always fight.
Yeah, it's
mainly my fault. I get jealous too.
Yeah, but Taylor, one of the things about being 21 or this is your first real long-term relationship.
My third.
Could you have wrapped up the other two? Did you know how to end them when it was time to end them?
No.
Yeah, and this is kind of the same thing. And if you look back on those two, don't you wish you'd ended them a lot sooner?
Yeah.
This may be the same kind of thing.
Well, this will be the third.
This will be number three. This is the charm.
Yeah, listen, it's okay to break up with people if they're not behaving like human beings.
But you're supposed to. That's part of the skill of growing up, as you know when a relationship has ended and how to end. Get out. Okay, this is a Dave.
They couldn't hang out anyway.
Who is this? You and him?
This is Dave.
No, I could hang out with him, but she couldn't hang out with him.
I see. Dave is 28. Dave.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Dave.
Yes, I'm here.
Go.
He's got to get rid of him, Drew. He's got something going on in the background.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
He's an idiot.
You better start talking or we're going to hang up.
Hey, this is the deal. Okay, I was dating a girl about a year and a half ago.
Gay.
Bogus.
What's that?
Hey, get rid of him. He won't turn down whatever's in the background.
It's bogus anyway, so.
How do you know it's bogus?
I feel it. Do you want me to go back? Want me to go back and ask him?
No.
I'm
looking to cut my losses and just move ahead.
Jen, 20.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
Not much. So I have a question.
Yeah.
My mom abandoned me 4 years ago, and I'm getting married in June, and I don't know if I should invite her to the wedding.
What do you mean she abandoned you?
Well, we got kicked out of our apartment, and I was staying with some friends until we got a new apartment, and she never came back.
And you haven't had contact with her since?
I talked to her like 3 times.
Because where did she go?
I don't know. She went down to Denver and...
Is she a drug addict?
She's an alcoholic.
How were those conversations, though, when you talked to her those 3 times?
It was her trying to apologize to me and say that she was going to make everything better.
Well, here's what you can do. That all bets are off if she's in her disease. And you can be expected more abuse and disappointment if her disease is active. So one thing you can do is say, look, I'd like you to invite you to my wedding, but I'm not going to do it unless you're in a program, unless you get treatment, get sober, you know, get working with a sponsor, and then I think about it. Or in fact, or say you could come, and then she might be a way to get her healthier, b rekindle a relationship, and c allow her to be a part of your life.
Well, why does she really want her there?
She doesn't have to.
Really,
she doesn't have to. It's a healthier thing for everybody if mom does get inspired and they do have a relationship again.
Well, I my question for Jen is, do you want her there?
Well, I'd want her there, but then I don't want her to come like because I haven't seen her in so long. I don't want her to like ruin my wedding.
Yeah, but at the same time, you said she contacted you, right?
Yeah.
She seems to want to make amends. She wants to, but if she's still using, she won't be able to do it effectively.
But she also said the mom contacted her, what, 3 times?
Yeah.
In 4 months?
Like so what's your reaction back to that?
I don't really know what to do.
So are you brushing your own mom off at that point? That's what I'm saying.
But 3 times in 4 years.
Oh, 4 years.
I know, but like in those 3 times, she's contacted you first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you brushed her off?
I've talked to her, and I, you know, And then she calls me, and we talk for, like, 5 minutes, and then she goes. And then I don't hear from her for, like, so long.
But here's the question I think we want the answer to, which is if she calls you, tries to apologize, and you say, apology not accepted, don't call anymore, then there's a reason for her not calling. Do you know what I'm saying? But if she says, I'm going to come down there and make it up to you, and then you never see her, then you should be mad at her. Well, you should be mad at her either way, but at least she has an argument of trying to patch things up and you not accepting it.
Yeah, but all she does, they're empty promises that she's going to try to get help, and then she never does.
All right,
and
well,
she calls me and says the same thing. I'm
all right, well, Jen, you're angry at her, and that's going to be a big distraction at your wedding. So I would say don't invite her to the wedding because you're going to be walking around stewing.
Let me be really clear. I've seen some amazing recoveries and some extraordinary things happen in families when people get well. And so give
none
her
of your patients, though, Drew, right?
None of mine, of course. But right. I've heard,
you've read
heard
about
tale.
It.
Yeah, I've heard tale.
Mm-hmm.
But look. If she gets sober, gets really going in the program, there's a possibility of something really, you know, joyous happening as a result. So just give it a chance.
Yeah, but, you know, but who wants to chance it at the biggest day of your life, you know?
Never give up hope.
Yeah
kind of.
Jen's probably not going to get married for another 3 years.
If she just goes to a couple of meetings and forget it, but if she goes into comprehensive treatment, goes into sober livings regularly with a sponsor, you can bring her on to your wedding. D-N. Oh, wait, we got to go to break? Jeez, Anderson just had a seizure.
Really?
Oh, my God. You all right?
Problems. I got to discuss problems with.
All right.
We're going to take a little break on Unwritten Laws in the studio. I'm out here in San Diego, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. I'm out here in San Diego at affiliate out here, 91X. Drew is back in L.A. with Unwritten Laws. Got Scott and Pat there. From Music in High Places is the name of the CD. We heard a cut off it a little bit earlier, and we'll hear another one in the 11 o'clock hour. Drew?
Here I am. Ready to take a call?
Who's coming in tomorrow night?
It's Jerry O'Connell.
Ah, yes.
From Kangaroo Jack, right?
Ooh, I can't wait to watch that.
Kangaroo Jack?
Number one movie in the box office.
Are you serious?
This week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right.
Scott is 24. Scott?
Scott?
Hey.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Pretty much about 4 years ago, I met my girlfriend in college. We were introduced by mutual friends, and we started dating, and about a month into the relationship, she told me she was bisexual. And about that time that she approached me about bringing one of her friends to the relationship.
Hang on, this was when you were in college?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
4 years.
All right, so you've been dating her 4 years.
Yes. And still dating her.
And within the, yeah, that's why you're 24 now, you're 20 when you met. And within a month of the relationship getting going, you were having threesomes.
Pretty much in the beginning, yeah.
Good times.
So anyways, we started doing it about a year ago. I started pulling back from it. She was bringing it into the relationship maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
2 to 3 times a week?
Yeah.
Different girls?
Most of the time it was her same friend. Had a couple different ones, but most
did you
of
get
time
to have sex with the friend?
Sometimes. It was
what do you mean
kind of
sometimes?
All three of us playing around. Sometimes I got in there, sometimes I didn't.
Were you not into the friend?
I was into my girlfriend, and she was into it when I was with her friend. So I did it a lot of the times for her, but she's not that attractive, so I wasn't really into it.
That's got to be, isn't that a little weird, though? Like, your girlfriend's like, you want to have a threesome? And you're like, yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be hot. And then she brings Broomhilda through the door, and you're like,
well, we've had some good ones. I mean, there's been a good one before. So
one good one in 4 years.
Yeah, pretty much. She's not that bad. She's just really not my type. A lot of guys find her attractive. She's a really sweet girl. But
so you're only stoked when she brings a good one in.
Exactly.
Well, check this out, dude. Threesomes are cool as long as they're not with your girlfriend.
Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. That was well said.
Thank you.
Or your wife. Yeah, not good.
Respect.
Okay.
So what's the problem now, Scott?
We've been together now for 4 years. A year ago, I started pulling away from it, not doing it as much. And now within the past couple of months, I've been pulling away from it altogether.
From what?
the threesomes.
Exactly. How can you? That, does that mean? How does? What does that mean? Pulling away from threesomes. That means.
I mean, I just haven't been doing them with her.
Okay.
Period. And a couple weeks ago, I told her that I wasn't interested in doing it anymore. I wanted our relationship to be seclusive. I'm out of college now. I got a job. I just bought a house. So I'm really looking at settling down. We've talked of marriage and things, and I don't think anything's going to happen if we keep up this pattern. So pretty much I talked to her about it. She agreed. She said, okay, you know, we won't do it anymore. I left to Denver on a business trip with my brother, and when I came back, I was greeted by her and her friend in the bedroom.
Oh, man.
Drop her.
Yeah, for real. Dude, check it out. She's cheating on you. That's how
it's
it is.
Done. It's done.
He could have worse problems, though, couldn't he, than coming home from Denver and having the two women in the bedroom?
He's not into it anymore.
And check it out.
There's so much irony in these boundary issues. It's like, how dare you sleep with the girl we've been sleeping with for the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Right.
But pretty much I came in, you know, I got angry. So I thought, we talked about this. We weren't going to do it anymore. I thought, I don't want any part of it. I walked out of the room. She picked up the glass, threw it towards me, busted against the wall, and I left. I haven't spoken. I've been at a friend's house now for the past 2 weeks, and I haven't spoken to her since.
Yeah, this is chaos.
Chaotic, and it sounds like she's doing you a favor, because you wouldn't want to have her settle down for 6 months, marry her, and then have her get chaotic again had a couple kids.
Yeah, I think when you get a new relationship, you're going to realize just how much chaos and emptiness this woman brings to the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
unfortunate. She's screwed up, and I don't think you're going to fix that, Scott.
Unless you're into chaos.
Right.
Well, he sounds like he was into it, but he's sort of gotten over it. Yeah. He wants to have a stable life now, so. All right, Deanne, 17.
Yeah, hi. Hey. Anderson, you said before that you had a daughter, if I'm not mistaken.
Who?
Anderson.
No, I got no kids.
No.
Okay, well, this question's for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Since I was really young, people have been calling me ugly. All my friends, and I've had, like, a couple boyfriends, they say, oh, no, you're not ugly, but I wonder, like, if my persona has changed because of that, if I put out a negative persona because people tell me, you know, every year since I've been in school, oh, yeah, you're ugly. I wonder if, like, my disposition's off now, that's why I'm not, like, that's why other people not finding me attractive or...
How do you get the boyfriends if you're ugly?
You know what? I don't know. Well, it's kind of like, with two of them, it was like, oh, yeah, your cousin's hot, and they kind of, like, used me to get to her.
No, Adam, what she's saying is that growing up, she was called ugly. She started feeling ugly. Now everyone tells her she's great, but she still feels ugly.
I know, but I'm trying to figure out whether she really is ugly or not.
She's not. She's a woman. She's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Right. All women are beautiful, but listen, I mean... Not all of them are as beautiful as some of the other ones. You know, it's a matter of degree.
I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, the point is you're attractive enough to have a couple of boyfriends by the age of 18.
Right.
Right?
That was like in sixth grade, and dude, those didn't really even count when you think about it. Sixth grade.
Okay, well,
how old are you now?
I didn't know that.
You're overweight. 17.
True. Please.
17.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what do you think of yourself? You think of yourself as ugly?
Sometimes I know that I have my good days, but then at other days it's just I avoid mirrors altogether. So I don't know if I'm not if other people aren't finding me attractive because of my disposition or my persona. Is that
well? No, I mean not really. I mean not high schoolers. But listen, if you really were ugly, would people be so cruel as to tell you were ugly? Do you know what I mean?
It's high school monarchy, man. I mean, it's high school, so people are always going to tell you the truth, and you do have some blatant...
No. Listen, I had a high school full of ugly people, and people never went up to them and told them they were ugly.
Apparently, you've never been to the ninth most dangerous city in America.
The ninth?
Mm-hmm. Stockton, California is the ninth most dangerous city in America.
Well,
hold on a second. Statistics, come on.
Put her on hold here, Drew. I got to talk about her for a minute.
Yay, Adam.
Yeah. First off,
Adam. Take care of Adam. God damn it.
I mean, she's looking for excuses all the time. I mean, no matter what you say to her, she spins it in a negative way.
Right.
What I'm saying?
Tons of negativity, clearly trauma survivor. God knows, you know, she may not have taken care of herself or presented herself as a, you know, upbeat or attractive to other people. She may not have gone out of her way to make herself attractive.
And what 17-year-old knows statistics like Stockton is the 9th most dangerous city in the country? Yeah. And 9th isn't that bad. How many cities are there? There's only like 14 or 15, right?
Important
That's pretty
ones.
Good.
Yeah.
It's not like Lost Boys.
No, there's way more than just appearances here. Way more.
All right, so let me ask some questions.
All right, we got a minute, though.
Okay. Where's your dad?
Home with my mom.
Is he a good guy?
Mm-hmm.
Is he alcoholic?
No.
He beat on you?
No, there's some verbal abuse when I was younger.
Where's my bourbon?
How about mom?
Mom, no, there's some verbal abuse now.
There wasn't before?
Okay.
No.
Was she real tough on you at one time?
No, my dad was.
In what way?
Okay.
My dad used to think he was just like the ultimate karate master. He used to make me and my brother.
That sounds like my dad.
Ultimate fighting championship.
He used to make us like kick trees with.
Used to make you tap out.
All right. So dad was a little screwy and sort of demanding and intrusive. The point is that there's something really. There's some esteem issues here. There's something about her development or sense of herself that's been sort of gone bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Depressed. Kind of give yourself a break. Take care of yourself. Get some real relationships going. Keep a lot of friends around you. Get away from your folks. Sounds like your dad's kind of a jackass.
And don't, look, if you're hanging around with somebody and they're calling you ugly, then don't hang out with them anymore. Find some good friends, people that make you feel good. You lie to them, tell them they're beautiful. They lie to you, tell you you're beautiful.
You pretend you're living in the 60s. Let's go to break, Adam.
Yeah, drink a couple of wine coolers and
kick
call it a
tree.
Life.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline.
Inspiring.
I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew's back in L.A. I'm over here in San Diego, home of the 37th Super Bowl. I'm at our affiliate, 91X, out here, and Unwritten Laws in the studio back in L.A. Scott and Pat are both here from the band. From Music in High Places is the name of the CD, and I think we'll hear another song off of that CD probably in the next 15 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. Good times. Mm-hmm.
Drew, you got a caller lined up for us?
Indeed. This is Susan 20. Susan.
Hi.
Hey.
I was wondering, does having a tongue ring make it easier for you to get STIs and that sort of thing?
STIs? Sexual infections?
Yeah. STDs or whatever?
Yeah. Only before the whole epithelializes, before it heals.
Oh.
So after that, it's the same.
How long does it take to heal?
A couple of days. I mean, before the, it really is pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
At least in terms of there being something there, they could be a conduit for infection.
All right, so then once it closes, it just becomes a hole.
It's got a lining through that throughout the hole, basically.
Yeah, and what happens? It's just a layer of skin?
Basically. It's called mucosal. It's not really skin, but, Susan, that's it?
No, also, Adam, I love you. You're great. Dr.
Thanks.
Drew, you're rad.
Thanks,
and Unwritten Law, I love Elva. You guys are great.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Is Angelina 21?
Hi. I have a question for Unwritten Law.
Yep.
So I am a big punk rock fan, and I have I've listened to punk rock, and I'm in a punk rock band, and all my friends, you know, we pretty much it's kind of like what we throw down, it's what we represent, whatever, and we love Unwritten Law, but they're doing an acoustic record.
Yep.
And so my question to them is. Well, first of all, when does your acoustic record come out?
It comes out on... It actually came out yesterday.
Yesterday. Right, cool. Yesterday.
Tuesday.
All right. So my other question is... Thank you. My other question is, do you feel that as a punk rock band, that you're going to face some opposition with your roots as far as people questioning you being like, oh, they're not punk rock because you're doing an acoustic record?
You sold out. You went acoustic.
You sold out? Like, maybe this is something that... That people will question, like,
All right, we got the question. Go ahead.
I'm stoked. The question is, like, you good punk rock supposed to make you think about stuff? And the answer is in Nirvana and Nirvana Unplugged. Like, and there's no B side to this answer. Check it out. It's all about, you know, that's pretty much the whole story. No, we didn't sell out. Or maybe we did.
Hey, just come out and hang out with us and tell us if we
tell us if we're punk rock or not. But the answer is Nirvana Unplugged. Check this out. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the greatest punk rock band of all times. And no, we didn't. And yes, we have an acoustic record out. It came out yesterday.
Excellent. This is now Candace.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years, and we felt that we were ready to have a child because I've always wanted one, and he has two little girls. Well, him and I have been trying to have a baby for 2 years.
Hold on a second. How old is he?
He's 26.
And he already has two kids?
Yeah.
And he needs more?
Well, it's not he needs more. I want one.
Are you married to him?
No, but we're going to get married.
What about his two kids?
What about his two kids are great. I mean, he loves them to death. He spends a whole bunch of time with them.
But does he have custody of them?
No.
So the two kids are with his ex?
Yeah.
So when does he spend a whole bunch of time with them?
They bring him to see him all the time.
Every day?
I mean, not every day, but like at least 4 or 5 times a week.
Four or five times a week, really?
Yeah, because one of them is in school, and the other one lives up in Washington. That's the one he doesn't get to see a lot. But even
two different women?
Mm-hmm.
Candace, are you high? What are you thinking?
He's great. He's a great boyfriend.
He's dynamite. Yeah, great boyfriend. I just talked to the other two women. They love him.
I've actually talked to one of his exes, and it seems like, when she talks to me about him, it seems like she kind of misses him, like she never even realized why, you know, they broke up.
Yeah. Do you want to feel like that for a long time and carted around his kid?
No.
That's, you're headed there.
How old are you, Candace?
18.
Yeah.
18? You've been wanting a kid for a long time?
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to escape?
What am I trying to escape?
Yeah, what are you trying to get away from?
Nothing.
What is this kid going to solve for you?
I just want a kid.
Yeah, but what's not going right in your life right now that you need a kid?
What's not?
What are you doing?
Right.
No, it's not.
I'm in college. I got my diploma. I have a place to live. Him and I live together.
What college are you in? Junior college?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's not college. That's high school with ashtrays.
So it makes your parents happy. College.
I mean, extension I did high school, but I mean, I plan to stay in college through my bachelor's degree. And then become do work with early childhood development.
Okay, once you finish your education.
How are you going to do all that when you have a kid?
You cannot do that when you're raising a child. So
yes, you can.
Not if you're going to do it effectively. You really can't. You cannot do both of those things well. You can't. That's unfortunately the reality. You have to make choices, and you have to either commit yourself to the kid or get your education. Why not get the education, start your career, then focus on a child?
Can you think of anything as to why I can't physically get pregnant?
Yes, because God sees fit that there not be another child brought into this world in unworthy circumstances.
Didn't you say you were trying to have a kid for 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, since you were 16.
Oh, baby.
Honey, you're screwed up. What are you doing? You're going to make the world's worst mom.
That's what I'm saying. Enjoy the sex.
Yes, you are. No. They'll be smarter than you by the time they hit the fourth grade.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yes. What happened to you?
I want a kid.
Well, good. I want a Ferrari.
Get a puppy. Get a puppy and, I don't know, kiss it.
It's not about you, Candace. It's not about you.
You got a puppy. Sorry.
There's a separate life that you need to dedicate yourself to and sacrifice on behalf of. Not get one the way you'd get a puppy and then incorporate it into your life and your plans and your grandiose ideas about school. Hey, kid is your sacrifice on behalf of your family, not something you get.
And what's this guy do?
What does he do?
Yeah.
He's a police officer.
Oh, they're dangerous, those guys.
Why?
Yeah.
You have seen Training Day?
A lot of nutty cops out there. And it's okay.
No, I have that movie and I've never seen it.
And so when he was 23, he was having sex with you when you were 16?
24.
Oh, I beg your pardon. He was 24.
This guy is really on top of it. Check it out. They're trying to make this country a better place. Check it out.
This guy's an idiot.
Why?
I can't. Why? Because first off, he's a police officer, and he's having sex with a minor. He has two kids.
I can't tolerate the laughter. What is funny about that?
Because you guys are taking this to heart. I mean, it's not even about the question that I asked.
Yeah, I understand. That's the problem.
That's the depth of the conversation.
Listen, just go crank out your kids. This guy will start banging some guy from his chick from his job, and you just live in squalor. And don't worry, you can take a portion of my taxes to pay for it. All right, just get rid of her.
Sarah, 19.
Go have a horrible life, you idiot. People are so stupid. I can't believe we can't rein these people in. And what's this guy thinking? He has a kid out of state. He has another kid. He's not seeing either one of them, and he's perfectly fine with knocking up a 16, 17-year-old?
He's protecting and serving.
I mean, really, there's some like internal affairs. Seriously, need to be notified about this guy if he's truly a policeman.
All right.
Sarah, 19.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I have a question. After me and my boyfriend have sex, my legs shake really bad, kind of like twitch and stuff, and my arms go numb and stuff, and I can't really walk. I was wondering why.
That means he rules.
that means you're digging it.
He's handling business.
Yeah. You're having a good time.
How long are you guys into this before this happens?
Oh, I don't know. A while.
How long?
About 30 minutes, maybe.
Is that maybe too long for you?
Does it get uncomfortable? I don't know. It might be.
Does it get uncomfortable?
How old is Sarah? How old are you?
19.
Really? You sound younger.
Mm-hmm. 11.
What happened? You get molested?
No.
What happened? Something?
No, just normal, just sex, and then, I don't know. It's right. Not a bad feeling, it's just, it's
now, bad. We're wondering why you sound 11 when you're 19.
I don't know.
All right. What do you do?
What do I do?
For a living.
I'm still in school.
What's 2 + 2?
4.
I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to go junior college again.
All right.
Sarah?
Huh, yes?
Junior college?
No, I'm still in high school. I'm a senior.
Mm. You're 19, baby.
Huh?
That's nice. You're driving. You're signing your own notes. It's a good time.
Sarah, do you have orgasms with your boyfriend?
No.
Okay. Do you hyperventilate? Do you feel like you're breathing too hard during all this?
I don't know. Not really.
The probability is that that's what's happening. That's why your arms go numb. And you're sort of doing this longer than is comfortable for you, probably. I mean, you're sort of, you're getting pain. And then you can't move around afterwards. It's uncomfortable.
Did they hold you back a grade?
Yeah, second grade.
Really?
Maybe she just freaked
out.
How
come? Were you sick or something during that time?
No, I was a lot smaller than all the other kids.
What happened?
I don't know. I was just a lot smaller. They held me back.
Well, because of your height?
No, just I was real little.
So because of your size, they held you back?
Huh?
Never heard of that.
Never heard of
me. No.
That's not why people are held back. A lot of tiny kids do just fine.
Look at the Asians. They're the shortest people in the world.
Hey, Adam, don't make fun of the Asians, man.
I'm not making fun of them.
You are right now.
I'll make fun of them.
You're stereotypical.
No, you're a small Asian, PK.
I'm Asian, but I'm small, but still.
What about your
parents?
They're
small, but they're smart. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not good in math, man.
Well, you smart.
Oh, that's some messed up stuff.
What about your parents now, Sarah?
It was their choice to hold me back.
Because why?
Because I was so much smaller than all the other kids.
Okay, well, that's not why.
You must be Asian.
Were you adopted or anything? Done.
Was what?
Were you adopted or anything?
No.
Were you ill when you were littler, smaller?
No.
You didn't have any medical problems or anything?
No.
Listen, maybe parents wanted her to play on like the lacrosse team or something in high school, and they wanted to bulk her up a little bit.
I'm just wondering, something that delayed her development. Maybe something was going on. Were you moving around a lot, or any chaos or anything in the family?
Yeah, I moved around a whole lot.
Why? What was happening?
My mom was in college and stuff.
She was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no dad.
No, I just was my mom.
Who was taking care of you while she was at school?
My grandma.
Grandma. All right. But your grandma moved with you?
No, we just, she,
We lived close to her most of the time, just moved around to different schools, and we was, I don't know.
All right. Drew, we don't have to press you know, her anymore, but
you know what?
Sarah does sound a little bit arrested.
That's my point, and there's something happened there early on.
But let me say this, Drew, and put Sarah on hold here.
Oh,
but
already done.
Isn't it fair to say, and maybe we don't make enough of this, big a point of this on the show, but there's for every tall person, there's a short person, and for every genius, there's a bulb that's not quite as bright. Do you know what I'm saying? Does there need to be a reason for everything?
Yeah.
Maybe Sarah's just the opposite of the genius.
All right.
See what I'm saying?
Fair enough. Let's talk to Matthew 15. Speaking of geniuses, Matthew, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Dr. Drew? How are you doing?
We're good. What's good. Up?
Mr. Carolla, I love you. You are a god to me.
Thank you.
No.
That is genius.
I told you think this kid was a genius. There's more to come, Adam. There's more to come. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Matthew. Let it out.
Can I have a pretzel, too?
Go, Matthew.
You went on a rant about 2 weeks ago when you were in Vegas because the taxi cab wouldn't allow you to call in advance. Well,
yes.
I have a taxi cab set up for you at my hometown 91X Studios to pick you up at 12:05.
Well, you know, thank you.
He has a limousine now, unfortunately.
No, I did. I drove a car out here.
Oh, no kidding.
Well now I feel
wrong. No, that's all right. You're serving your king. There's nothing wrong with that. You should hold your head up high.
Maybe your engineer,
Adam Carolla.
Maybe Adam, you can send the engineer home in a cab or something.
Well, Matthew, where are you? You can come by here. I'll say hi to you.
He's in La Jolla.
Oh, all right.
That's right nearby.
Drew, by the way.
Yeah.
They pronounce that La Jolla.
Beg your pardon.
Yes, it's not La Jolla. It's La Jolla.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Got it.
People think they'll know you're from out of town when you say La Jolla.
So tell the engineer when Matthew rings on that buzzer outside, you're gonna come out and say hi to him. All right.
He's gonna mace him, and then we'll talk.
All right, Matthew.
All right, thanks Matthew.
All right. Hey, Unwritten
Law. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just downloaded that song. I mean, it's pirated, but it's a good song.
Me too.
It's good, huh?
Yeah.
See, they didn't sell out.
No doubt.
All right, let's hear something off the new CD.
Let's do. What song are we going to hear?
Let's hear, what do you want to hear?
Scene Red. That's what we'll say. Yeah, how about that? We'll listen to it.
All right.
Cool, here it comes. Check it out.
I'm seeing red. Don't think you'll have to see my face again. Don't have much time for sympathy. Cause it never happened to me. You're feeling blue now. I think you bit off more than you could chew. And now it's time to make a choice. Wanna hear is your when
Everybody, Scott Tanner in the studio tonight. I'm out here in San Diego, 91X, and that is from Music in High Places. We will take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm over here in San Diego doing a little Super Bowl work. Unwritten Laws in the studio tonight. Scott and Pat are both here from the band. From Music in High Places, name of the new CD, out yesterday. And time to get back to the phones, Drew.
This is now Brad, who's 31.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
I had a question for you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Whenever I have sex, if she's going down on me or if we do missionary, I can maintain an erection, ejaculate, then I'm fine. But for the past couple of years, anytime I do any other position, doggy style, female spear, whatever, I lose the erection within a minute.
Oh, this is something, this is not for me, this is for Adam. This is an area of expertise of his.
What was losing my erections? How dare you?
Well, losing erection unless you are in the real thing pose, as it were.
Right. Well, let me say this. The last time I lost an erection was when we were on the road, Drew, and doing a college date. I believe you found it and returned it to me. So I want to thank you for that.
Was that
I was thinking of putting my erection on one of those keychain retractable things janitors wear on their belts so I wouldn't lose anymore.
I thought that was an Italian horn.
No. Oh,
your erection. Oh,
Drew. Italian horns are so small, Drew. All right, but let me ask a couple questions. What was the second position you mentioned after
female,
doggy?
Female superior.
Something step. Oh,
female superior. That's nice. So Brad, yeah, here's my tip. What do you do much masturbating?
I used to as a kid.
Yeah, here's the answer.
Oh,
much.
Oh.
I mean, I used to do it 2-3 times a day growing up.
But you stopped.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Yeah, 2-3 times a day when I was growing up.
But not anymore, huh?
When I masturbate, ever since this problem started like 2 years ago, if I try and masturbate, I can't even get an erection if I play with myself.
Ooh.
Are you on any medication?
Nope.
How are you? Drink a lot or do drugs or anything?
I have a beer, maybe. I'll have like one glass of beer once a week.
You don't smoke pot every day?
Nope. I haven't smoked pot since I was a kid. When I smoked pot, that's when I was doing it.
Are you having sex every day?
You got to get back on the weed, brother.
Once or twice a week.
And you can't get an erection by yourself?
Nope.
So what if somebody...
I can ejaculate, but it won't get hard.
Whoa, that's quite a talent.
And let me tell you, that's a mess, too, by the way. Because there's no aiming at that point. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Now, what if someone put some pornography in the VCR? You wouldn't get an erection?
Pornography does nothing for me. Wow. I used to be a bouncer at a strip club, and I was a great bouncer because they didn't... You know, if I can't touch, it does nothing for me.
Wow.
True. This is
perplexing.
Odd for 30.
Yes, we've not had this one before.
31-year-old guy.
Well, he even saying that he had trouble getting aroused when he was a lot younger, too, in a strip club.
Just a couple of years ago. Up until a couple of years ago, I had no problems whatsoever.
Except you didn't get aroused at the strip club.
No.
And so pornography's never been anything interesting for you.
It's been a laugh, and that's it.
A laugh.
That's all I can.
Adam, hold back. Adam, you all right? I'm sorry,
sicken,
Adam.
You sicken me, sir.
Adam, hold back, buddy. It's all right.
No.
It's okay.
No, I've had an ass full of this, Brad. He comes on to our radio show, and he starts bad-talking pornography. He's giving pornography a black eye is what he's trying to do. Well, it's not going to work.
I'm not because it has nothing to do with pornography. I'm just saying it does nothing for me.
All okay. Right. All right. Well, hey, should this guy be checked out by a physician? Because, Drew, at 31 years of age, this is pretty peculiar
wonder,
behavior.
There are things like prolactin-secreting tumors, pituitary, thyroid conditions, other reasons that can...
Gay.
No, testosterone. Do you have any problems with sense of smell?
No.
No. I mean, but you still should have an endocrine evaluation. Are you otherwise okay, healthy, no specific problems?
No. I had a stroke about 7 years ago.
Oh, by the way.
We all go through our stroke phases.
Yeah, we all have at least one stroke, and of course.
I remember my stroke on my 23rd birthday.
what was that all about? Were you doing drugs?
I had met a girl, and I went from 200 pounds to 400 pounds in 6 months.
Huh. What does meeting a girl have to do with that?
All she ever wanted to do was to eat every meal 3-4 times a day at fast food.
Yeah, but
that doesn't give you 200 pounds.
Wait a second. Can you put on 200 pounds in 6 months?
It's pretty hard to do.
I did.
It's pretty hard to
you,
do.
You really, well, truly the other, did.
The other problem was I also quit smoking pot. So.
Yeah, well, we've discussed that. You definitely got to get back with that. But how can you quit? You quit. You're the only guy in history who quit smoking pot and put on 200 pounds.
Well, see, the thing is, when I smoke pot, I get wired.
Yeah, and how much do you weigh now?
Something's up with Brad.
Big time.
250 right now.
250. Hmm.
And how tall are you?
6'3".
And what was the stroke about? What do you mean? That's just gaining 400 pounds does not give somebody a stroke.
That's what they told me, was because I had gained so much weight that it put a stress on my blood arteries or something like that.
So you had high blood. You had high blood pressure because.
Oh yeah, at the time I was running about 190 over 140.
All right, well, that's how you got the stroke. And what were the manifestations of the stroke?
I lost all feeling on my right side of my body.
All right. Well, sort of all bets are off at that point because you've had a major brain injury. It, of course, can affect your sexual functioning. Absolutely. So there you go.
True.
It's time to get checked out again, though, because it also can predispose to other things that you may not be aware of. What's that?
You meet a woman. I mean, a lot of guys, when they meet a woman,
lose weight.
Get into shape.
Yeah, that's right.
You meet a woman and you do nothing but to nosh out on fast food for 6 months.
Maybe she's 600 pounds.
Yeah, I'm curious how much weight she put on, and how do you not notice when in 3 months you've put on 100 pounds?
How much?
You know what I mean?
How
much
did she weigh? Brad?
It was something I really didn't pay much attention to because I was trying to make her happy.
How much did she weigh?
At the time, about 300.
300 pounds. Okay, there you go. She was trying to catch
you. The time you met her.
Okay. Yeah, that was before the fast food binge they went on.
And by the way, 200 pounds, I mean, Drew, I'm about 200 pounds, a couple pounds shy of that. You're about 200 pounds, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's sort of a normal guy over 6 foot adult weight. But 400 pounds,
it's a big boy.
That is a NFL strong side tackle.
How about,
right, I mean that is a mammoth man.
How about
how do you not notice it? You're just trying to satisfy her. You don't really notice that you've become morbidly obese.
She's 300 pounds.
I know. Jesus Christ! I hope his apartment wasn't on the second floor.
Yeah, you don't notice him at 300 pounds. Check out.
Wow.
Yeah, but Drew, is it possible to put on 200 pounds in 6 months?
You could probably put on a half pound a day. If you're really going at it, maybe certainly a quarter pound you can do. And let's think, you probably put on about 5 pounds a week.
About 5 pounds a week, so that's
20 pounds a month.
And wait a minute, but 2 times 6 is
120.
That's
pounds.
Only 120 pounds.
It's closing in, though. It's closing in.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible.
Jesus Christ. all right. So anyway, he's got problems.
Big
Brad
times,
does.
Big times. Medical problems.
All right.
Problems.
So he has to go to the doctor.
Absolutely. This is now
who's next?
JR, 27.
Yes.
Hey.
How you doing?
We're good. What's up, JR?
Good, good. Adam, by the way, you're the bomb. And Dr. Drew, basically, I want to comment on that 18-year-old, first of all. The one that was with the 24-year-old cop. She's an idiot. Wanted to have a kid.
Yeah.
She's an idiot, for one.
Yeah.
All right. My question is this. I'm really not interested in having kids. Now, I also always heard things about, I know you guys don't like to hear the donation part, but donating one of my nuts.
Really? How do you, what do they do with it?
I don't know. I don't know. Dr. Drew, what do they do with it?
I've never heard of a nut donation.
Really?
No, I've never heard of that.
Why would you even be interested?
What would they do with it?
Like
that you can donate your sperm.
Yeah.
No. I can't donate one of my balls?
No, give up on your balls.
There's nothing they can do with it.
Yeah, that's called ping pong.
There's nothing. Yeah.
So there's nothing they can do with it.
No, your balls are of no use to anybody but anybody.
Really?
But you can sell your sperm, I bet. I mean, just show them your SAT scores and.
Well, I'm not sure how much JR would get.
First
for
of all,
sperm.
What the hell is wrong with you trying to donate a nut?
You can play with your balls.
Yeah,
but like, I know you want these nuts.
But
I really don't enjoy playing with both of them. I really
so
want
why?
To play with
one. I mean, but still, you trying to get rid of one of them? Why?
Well,
WHY.
I hear they pay good money for them.
No doubt. He doesn't want to. His problem is shakes up.
What are they going to do with his nuts?
And he must be going on Fear Factor or something, because this is just...
He's confused and, like, distracted from playing with two balls.
But, Jared, are you getting confused about egg donation?
No.
It's strictly ball.
What?
I don't think I am.
Because women can get good money for donating eggs, use the term euphemistically, but there's nothing can be done with your nuts.
Yeah, there's no donating balls.
Well, see, that's a big rumor going around in the Marine Corps, then.
Right, you're done.
Maybe
that's why you're in the...
that's why you're in the Marine Corps.
That's why you're in the Marine Corps.
Check us out.
Motivate.
You need both your balls and your brains.
Yeah, semper balls.
You got none of the above. Check it out.
Adam, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just thinking that, yeah, maybe he'd donated his brain at some point. Maybe that was the confusion.
Maybe.
But, yeah. You know, the educational system in this country, Drew, is not what it could be.
Stay in school.
Maybe we're missing
really
something.
That
maybe
from doing
this
show.
Maybe there's something about the nuts that we don't know about, but I don't know.
Yeah, just donate them. Why not? They're just balls.
It's just nuts.
It's just balls.
Sue is 23. Sue?
Sue?
Hey.
Yes,
hi.
Hey.
I have a question. First, Unwritten Law, I love you guys. Been watching you since 94. Crawford Hall, UCI with Pennywise.
Oh, yeah.
And Viva Las Vegas in Anaheim.
Cool.
I have a question, and I swear I'm being so honest when I ask you this. How much do you guys charge to do, like, a wedding? Do you guys even do personal appearances like that?
We are whores. We will play anywhere.
Really?
Of course, dude. Check it out. Go on the internet.
And then I also wanted to apologize. I work at House of Blues in Anaheim, and I know that they didn't treat you very well over there.
Hey, they gave me chicken and rice.
Yeah.
And cool. Rice?
Gumbo and jambalaya.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there Thursday for AFI, so.
Oh, you are? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be there, so maybe I'll see you guys there.
You can pay us back then. Do you have a ball? do you have a nut? Are you donating nuts?
I'm ready to donate.
Are you really going to be there for AFI?
I am.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, cool. Well, and then my question was...
Do you really have a question? You just want to talk to these guys?
Well, I love them. I love them.
That's
I
right.
Like to talk to them all day, but I honestly do have a question.
We want to love you, too.
Okay. What is it?
My question is that I've been going out with my boyfriend for a couple years, and I truly love him. I have no feelings for anybody else, but... When we're having sex and I climax, I call out my ex-boyfriend's name.
Oh, respect.
Well, the whole thing you said right before all of that is said but. So that means you've got other things on your mind, really.
How long
What does he think of this?
Yeah.
Well, obviously he's not very happy with it.
How many times has it happened?
It happens not all the time, but, I mean, at least I would say like one out of six times.
And how many times has it happened, though?
Well, we've been going out for 2 years, and we've been sleeping together for most of those 2 years, so...
So, like, 100 times.
Yeah, like... 100.
Easily.
And he's still with you.
Why? Do you still have some old feelings for your old boyfriend?
No, that's the thing, is I honestly don't, and I don't know. I don't know if it's psychological or what, but I don't know. I mean...
Is that your first boyfriend?
No. No.
Was he your best boyfriend?
He wasn't my first boyfriend. I guess he was like the most serious relationship I had.
There you
and
go.
It ended kind of not on good terms. I don't know.
Was he donating nuts?
Was he what?
Nothing.
Do you have to yell? Do you have to yell anything out when you're climaxing?
I'm a screamer.
Are you doing it out of spite?
No, not at all.
Oh,
not at
really?
All.
Get rid of Sue.
All right, done.
All right, let's talk about this for a second because
that's spite.
You know, women do get more out of control than men, mm-hmm. and they lose themselves mm-hmm. more mm-hmm. with the orgasm. And then, once you screw up and say to yourself, "I'm not going to do this," I bet it ups the chances of you doing it again.
Right,
doing it 100 times over the last couple of years seems like 99 more times than I would tolerate.
Yeah, you got
and
bordering on
this seems pretty weird for the guy. I mean,
I don't know why he doesn't do something.
You have to question the guy at this point. I'd be like, stop it.
I'd hit her with the pillow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean,
claw to the throat, you know.
Yeah. Do we have like a? We're not sympathetic towards Sue, are we?
Hell no.
No. Or I'm sort of angry with him for not sort of helping her manage it in some way.
True.
Well, why is she doing this? That's the whole bit.
Yeah. Why what?
Why is she screaming at the person's name?
We don't really know. She didn't let us in on that. She kind of vaguely thought.
Well,
she
did say it was.
It was the most serious relationship.
Serious relationship, yeah. But at the same point, it's like you gotta put an end to this. If you're the guy, if you're the man, man up, dog.
No doubt. If it's the first time it comes out, you're fired, dude. Yeah. Check it out.
The only thing you could do is combat it by yelling out someone else's name when you're having your orgasm.
Then it would stop magically.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something's up.
Yeah, right. And she can. It really, it's like she's not motivated to make the change. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Right.
She just dismisses it. Well, I'm out of control. What do you expect from me? Well, hey, you know what? You can control some of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, time for a break.
We'll do that. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm out here in San Diego at 91X doing a little MTV Super Bowl tailgate extravaganza BS we're working on for MTV. Scott and Pat are out there from Unwritten Law. They're with Drew in the studio. And Drew?
Here we go. This is now Desi, 21.
Yeah.
How are you, Desi?
Fine, thanks.
So?
Well, I wanted to talk to you because I was talking to a woman today who's like a therapist,
mm-hmm.
and I was diagnosed with OCD
mm-hmm.
because of my compulsive spending habits.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, what is OCD?
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. It's weird. I can't walk into a store, be it a bookstore or a grocery store, or you know, a convenience store without spending money, without buying something. It doesn't matter what it is, a pack of gum, fruits, vegetables.
How does it make you feel when you buy something?
I don't know, liberated, I guess. I just...
Wait a minute, like when you get a corn dog from the AMPM, you feel liberated?
No, I don't usually buy... I buy things, not like a food item. You know, I don't know, like tangible things I can hold. I don't know, a corn dog, you know, is...
Was there a lot of deprivation when you were growing up?
I don't know. I really didn't feel like I got everything I wanted.
Okay.
Well, what do you do for a living now?
I'm an entertainer.
Be more specific.
I'm a private entertainer.
Well, yeah, you are? Mm.
These guys seem to understand that code. What is she talking about?
Bachelor parties. Hey, everybody, love Desiree. Oh, she loves to spend some money on Desiree.
Coming up to the stage next is Desiree.
Crazy Girls Jumbos.
OCD fellas.
Desiree, we're big fans. Check it out. What's up?
I love spending money, too.
No doubt.
One of my problems. That's everyone's problem, isn't it? If you have it,
spend
it makes you feel good to spend it. Doesn't matter where you are, if you're buying a... type of like you know something that you just tangible to have, or
spider monkey,
either that or just being at a bar and just being able to buy your friends drinks or something. It don't matter, you know.
It feels powerful. It feels liberating. Yeah, are you an addict though, Desiree?
Yeah, I am. I can't stop. You know what I mean? I made quite a few $1,000s last year, and I have nothing to show for.
But what have you, other than addicted to shopping, you been addicted to anything else?
Not. Really, I can't think of anything else. I've been addicted.
I don't mean necessarily behaviorally. Were there drugs involved?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay. Well, can you buy, like, let's say you're making a bunch of money. What about buying a condo? Is that going to satisfy you?
Yeah, that would probably make me happy.
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is you have a lot of money. You're having trouble controlling your spending. But if you spent it in a decent way, it might not be so bad. Like if you bought a condo.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be able to contain her spending enough to set the money aside for the rent.
That's my problem. Like I can't control it enough to set it aside. You know, I'd like to, like, genuinely, I would love to set some money aside and invest in some stocks and bonds or you know, I mean, it's to the point where I still live with my family because I can't set enough money aside.
Do they know what you're doing for a living?
Oh, hell no.
What do they think you're doing?
They think I answer phones.
And you just come home with a wad of 20s every night?
Ones.
No, I stop by the bank and deposit it. Wow. They don't care. Well, they get everything they want, you know what I mean? I don't spend the money only on myself.
I
lavish friends and family with gifts. I mean,
you go home, I mean, you stop by the bank and deposit all your cash. I mean, that's a good step in the right direction.
What do you mean they get everything they want? You're 21. Why are you taking care of your family?
I don't know, because...
How old are your parents? Because I would take care of my family if I had...
I
live in, you know, your basic, you know, dysfunctional family. I live with my abusive father and my grandparents who take his abuse and put up with him because...
And so the way you try to control him is by giving him gifts and things?
I don't really lavish gifts upon my father.
Okay.
The last gift I gave him, he gave it back to me. So.
Why don't you pay a hobo to kill him?
You know what? I'd kill him myself, honestly.
I'm just saying it's a good way to spend your money.
Desiree's got all she got to do to kill him is go, Dad, here's what I do for a living.
Now, yep, he'll have a heart attack and die.
Watch him keel over.
Honestly, he wouldn't care.
He would care. Check this out.
Try it, Desiree.
He wouldn't. He honestly wouldn't care.
Then why don't you tell him? You have a sense he would.
No, because he would tell my grandparents, and that would kill them, and that matters to me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, listen. Here, let me give you some advice. You got to get out of that house.
Yeah.
Why are you living with your abusive dad?
Right.
You're making money hand over boob, and you're not getting out of the house with the abusive dad. So that's number one. Number two, you talked to a therapist. They told you were obsessive compulsive. Maybe you should look into that.
There's some medication for that, A. B, Debtors Anonymous. Believe it or not, there's an organization that's actually pretty good for this kind of thing. And C, maybe get a small condo with a mortgage that is immediately drawn out of your bank account so the money's not there for you to spend.
Crazy Girls has a 401k. There's many different directions we could go.
Lindsay is 24.
Hi.
Hey.
Long-time listener, second-time caller. What's up, Unwritten Law?
What up?
Huge fans. Just watch your CD tonight.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm from the San Diego area.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, my boyfriend's from Poway. He calls you guys sellouts. I'm so pissed when he...
Oh, he's totally right. Check it out, dude. I am a millionaire living in Beverly Hills now. Check it out.
No, what? You guys still live in Poway, don't you?
No.
What's not Poway?
Poway, not one of us does, actually.
What's Poway?
Your boyfriend is right.
Aww.
I'm joking, but not really.
And Adam, I went to community college. Got my BA.
Ooh.
And in the credential program at San Diego State.
Oh, but that's back at junior college now.
Yeah, San Diego State is junior college. I went there and I dropped out, and that's a useless school.
You're not a sellout, Pat.
that's a 4-year junior college.
Maybe.
All right, Lindsay, what's up?
Actually, I didn't have an anal question. Your screeners are really hard to get.
Oh, she's gone. How about that?
What happened to her?
Anderson cut her off because she lied, I guess.
What happened?
Oh.
She said anal.
She
okay,
lies.
Here's quickly Frank, 22.
All right, Frank. But hold on a second. Anderson, don't cut people off because you decide they need to
that
be punished.
That was the plan, though. We came up with that. It was great.
Frank, we have 1 minute here, Adam. Come on. Frank, what's up, Frank?
Hey, I got a problem. When I throw on a condom, it goes limp.
Adam, you know the solution to this.
You got to get a handful of them and get your penis used to having them put over them, and you must rehearse. You must drill like a volunteer fire team drills.
Are you serious?
You must beat off and put that condom on when you're at home and you don't have any pressure on, and then you get used to it, and then you will be able to perform in simulated game time conditions.
Or
I shouldn't have said simulated.
Someday we're going to come up with a condom loader to make it just snap on real fast. You don't have to break any rhythm there.
Yeah, but I know this sounds like crazy advice, but
no, it's not
guys
crazy
put
advice.
A condom on once a month or once a year sometimes, and their penis isn't used to it. The rest of the time, they're just beating themselves to death at home without the condom. So start putting it on when you're home.
To get used to
used
it.
To it. Right,
we need some Trojan drills or something. We need some
Yeah, it's why that. It's why football teams practice in their uniforms.
Layman's turn, just stay hard. Just,
all right.
We'll call practice.
Yeah. All right, Frank?
All right, hey, Drew.
Hey, Adam.
I'm getting out of here.
All right, can I call you?
Yeah, call me on my cell. Close up shop for me. Unwritten Law. Sorry, I couldn't see you guys.
Whatever.
I will definitely catch you next time.
I'm
all
sorry
right, Scott,
too,
Pat. Yeah. Well, we'll do it again soon.
All right.
All right. We'll be back.
that about does it. Thank you to Unwritten Law for stopping by. Tomorrow night, it is Jerry O'Connell from the smash hit number one movie in the country, Kangaroo Jack. So looking forward to that. We've got All American Rejects after that. Adam Enriquez from CSI Miami next week. Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm. James Marsters from Buffy coming up later next week. Star-studded. In the meantime, though, this is Dr. Drew on behalf of Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
I can't donate one of my balls?
I've never heard of a nut donation.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.